Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 50s. We'll have a chance of rain tomorrow, highs near 70. Right now it is 63 degrees. A member of Philadelphia City Council is calling for a quasi-city agency to do more to help the disabled community. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this report.
Councilmember Cindy Bass called upon the Philadelphia Parking Authority to work harder to keep city sidewalks clear.
You know, we've done a lot around ADA curb cuts here in the city. That's great, but it's no good if you can't navigate the sidewalk.
The council member spoke of a constituent who's confined to a wheelchair.
They can't navigate the sidewalks. So it almost is like it like traps them in their home, that you almost can't get out because you can't even get down a block. You can't go around the corner. You can't, really be any place that you might want to be.
Bass called on the parking authority to be more vigilant about people who park on the sidewalk. Parking authority head Rich Glazer said in a statement they have made the enforcement a priority and as a result issued more than 57,000 citations for illegal sidewalk parking last year. That's nearly triple the number of citations handed out the previous year before the start of the PPA's ADA Mobility Enforcement Initiative. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A federal bankruptcy judge is allowing Prospect Medical Holdings to abandon Crozier Chester Medical Center and Springfield Hospital if a sale can't be completed. Attorneys for Prospect told the judge this morning that the company reached an agreement with taxing authorities in Delaware County to make the properties more attractive assets. An auction for the closed hospitals was set for today. An attorney for Prospect told the judge that the starting bid for Crozier Chester Medical Center is $7 million. The starting bid for Springfield Hospital is $3 million. In sports, after a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad night in Philly sports, the Sixers will host the Orlando Magic for a preseason matchup. Tip-off is at 7.